Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 226. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Having a great night. Creeping out.
We are creeping out.
Halloween in it. Is that what we're doing?
Something like that.
that's about as weird as I want to go with
we
that.
Got, when this drops, it's going to be November 1st.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk about turkey.
Turkey time.
Ghost gobble, turkey.
Gobble. November ghost 1st turkey. Is still that. We're still in that. The void's still pretty open, right?
Oh, with yeah. We're coming Halloween. Out of the sugar coma.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. We're still having
the sugar coma.
There's okay. Halloween parties on November 1st, right?
Yeah.
Halloween
still
is
spooky.
It's a Friday. Yeah. So it's, you know, we're still creepy. Yes. But by
there's some spillover.
By yeah. Sunday, yeah, we're going to all be ready for the holidays, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
The rest of the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm not ready.
I know. The cold weather.
Coming. I'm not ready.
I know.
Not ready for any of it. Can it be the May again? Yeah, just this.
We'll blink and it'll be here. I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's true.
Winters can be kind of long, though. That's true.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
Just, it's one of those, hold me. Hold me through it. Todd's like, no, thanks.
I am not ready.
You don't have to hold me through it.
I am not ready. But that's all right. We still have a couple more days of October. So
that's right.
As we're recording this. Anyway, let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about for this topic?
Well, this is going to be my topic, but it's going to be credited to Al Cooley. He talked about this during his interview, and I feverishly wrote it down and said, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. It is the Erie Cemetery in Pennsylvania, and if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Now, I've got quite a foundation, so just watch out. The Erie Cemetery is a historic cemetery located in Erie, Pennsylvania. It is situated on 75 acres. That's 30 H-A, whatever that is, H-A-H-A, of land, but I'm sure that means something, bordered on the east by Chestnut Street, the west by Cherry Street, the north by 19th Street, and the south by 26th Street. I'm not sure why we have to give all the streets around it. It's got a cool cemetery gate.
Mm-hmm.
Are deceased buried there?
There are a few.
Okay.
It was established in 1850, so there probably is. I don't know what a 30 HA is. What is HA? And so 75 acres and
home association. I don't.
I don't know what 30 HA is.
30 HA.
I feel like I should know that. You know what that is?
Is it something acres?
Something. Hemi acres, half acres,
hexa acre,
something. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Home acreage.
Sounds right. Somebody out there is like, duh.
Guys.
I don't know. If the three of us don't know, then it's probably not super common, but there
doesn't
is
mean anything.
Historical acres.
There's the, yeah. There's the porter's house, and it's just to the right of the inside of the entrance gate. So the porter's house. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to bet? It's probably haunted. Let's
think so.
Put some money down on that.
Right? Could be.
It says the cemetery was conceived in October of 1846 when a citizens group circulated a petition and collected $1,500 towards the purchase of the land. A new subscription effort in December of 1849 led to the incorporation of the cemetery on January 29th of 1850, at which time seven managers were named. The deed was conveyed to the corporation, at which time, in March of 1850, $1,500 deposit. That doesn't sound like much money, but back then that probably was.
That was a lot of money back then.
Let's see. Was paid and a judgment bond of $6,000 signed to secure the payment of the balance due, so on and so forth. Lots of information. Wikipedia's kind of boring on this one. I'm sorry. So I went through, and I'm not going to read these, but I was like, notable interments. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's got to be like, I don't know, Billy Crystal. He's not even dead yet, but he, you know, somebody like famous.
I was gonna say.
He's not dead. I'm making him dead, though, for tonight.
Hecta-acre.
There you go. See, you were right. That's what you said. Or you said hexa, I think, but whatever. So you were right.
Hectare.
Yeah, it just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? Hectare.
All right.
Hectare. That sounds like some kind of a Shakespearean villain or something, right?
1 hectare.
You couldn't let this
2.471053 acres of an acre.
Okay. I'm glad to know that.
So almost 2.5 acres.
Nice.
You could let that go. I actually appreciate that because that probably would have driven me a little nuts too. But if you go through all these people that are like notably interred, I don't know one of them.
I've never heard of this Hektar.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Sounds though, like a, just a name. Who did that? Hektar.
Oh, Hektar. And all these people that we don't know and that are interred here.
Okay. That's good. Is that your foundation?
Pretty much.
Good. My contribute.
Yeah.
Contribute to foundation.
I put the foundation and he sealed the foundation. So now it's sealed. I wish that somebody interred here was like, oh my gosh, then maybe they're all famous. I don't think so though.
Did you know that Erie, Pennsylvania is known as the Gem City? Gem City.
I didn't know that.
And it's the favorite spot for lake views, bird watching, and snapping photos of its charming lighthouses. Yeah.
In the old PA.
So, yeah, Erie, PA.
So Jim as in stones or Jim as the 80s cartoon?
probably the stone, I imagine.
Okay. I'm thinking like, Jim. Yeah, gemstones. Like,
oh, okay. Jim. Yeah. Okay.
I unfortunately remember that cartoon.
I do too. My sister had.
My sister had all that. Yeah, she liked all this.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Normal girl by day, rock star at night.
Oh, that's right. Gosh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, behave. Right?
So why are we talking about this cemetery, Sean?
It has some really super creepy haunted areas. One of them, and you guys probably saw this, was the Vampire Crypt legend.
Mm-hmm.
A Romanian man allegedly arrived in the 1880s, died of consumption, and became a vampire after his death. Reports of blood-drained bodies led to the crypt being sealed and eventually welded shut by a cemetery caretaker who burned it to stop the killings. There's also, like, there's no engraving. There's no, by any accounts, there's no, like, actual name on it. There's just, like, a symbol. The symbol has, it looks like a V, and that's why people think it stands for vampire. And it's like, okay.
But back in the day, they had a heart. They didn't make U's, so the U's were always V's.
It could have been.
Yeah, so that's true.
It could have been an umbrella. Who knows? Like, I don't know. Poor vampires. They got a bad rap this whole time. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know this article, this page that I'm on the eriereader.com. For whatever reason, they call out A, B, and C, and then jump to W. But they say A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs. B is for Basil, assaulted by bears. C is for Charles, who died retrieving a pencil. And W is for William, who drank water too cold. So, I think these are some of the stories of the cemetery.
Okay.
So, the first one that I have pulled up here is for William. They are talking about some strange deaths that happened with some of the folks that are buried there. One of them was little William Van Valkenburg. He rests in his family's plot in the southern portion of the Erie Cemetery. He was just 10 months old when he died in 1858 from drinking ice water. Upon seeing this cause of death in the books, one of the historians that has researched here at the cemetery immediately got to work researching how this could possibly be. She found out that apparently in 1820 in Boston, 16 people allegedly died from drinking cold water.
Interesting.
The truth of the matter is much more likely than there is that there was an underlying undiagnosed cardiac issue with the poor baby William that was exacerbated by the shock of his system from drinking very cold water. Actually, in 1999, there was a case of cardiac arrest in a 12-year-old boy who drank a frozen slushy really fast. The cause was found to be cardiac arrhythmia due to an undiagnosed cardiac condition. So they're thinking that might have been what happened to baby William.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Poor little guy.
Watch out from that cold water, fellas.
Wow.
It'll get you every time, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. I've got one here. Another weird, crazy death. The case of Charles Finn, who lives in an unmarked grave closer to the entrance to the cemetery, is no less bizarre and upsetting. A 17-year-old boy working at the Erie Manufacturing Company, which was located at 1030 West 12th Street, was riding in a freight elevator when he dropped his pencil down into the elevator pit. He went into the pit to retrieve it and didn't realize the elevator was already descending with a huge load of freight. He tried to leap out onto the floor above, but his effort was too late and he was crushed between the elevator and the floor.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. The Erie Times News article from March 25th, 1912 reported on his death, stating, "He died without uttering a word. Had he remained in his position at the bottom of the pit and had not attempted to get it out, he would not have been harmed."
Hmm.
So, poor Charles Finn. 17 years old.
Wow.
Poor little guy.
Yeah.
There's a witch's circle there.
Uh-oh.
There's this article, and they're talking about, says this person's writing from their perspective. "When we arrived at the cemetery, we first visited the witch's circle, which is a group of old headstones arranged in a circle, one of which appears to be half eaten by a tree," which is kind of an interesting picture of it. It's pretty easy to find the pictures, too. "There are plenty of stories about this, the oddest one being that the bodies beneath these stones had escaped the hanging times here in New England. If that is the case, these were very, 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 very old witches. From the desk at which I write this, I can see the oldest Universalist cemetery in the U.S., and though it is close to 200 years older than the Erie Cemetery, it was established too late for any victims of the witch trials. Actually, Gloucester, unlike our neighbor Salem, never had any witch trials. There were a few women who were accused of witchcraft, but Gloucester, being Gloucester, nobody cared and they were left alone." So they say that basically that really shouldn't be the case, but they're still known as the witches.
Circle.
Yeah, circle. Yeah. And it is creepy, right?
Yeah.
I'm still going to believe it. I don't care.
Wow. What you got, Nate? I see your...
I'm rifling through stuff, seeing if I can find a little bit more on some of these stories.
The witch's circle, I saw a little bit more, but it says that there's a circular arrangement of tombstones, one of which is blackened and bears a demonic image. It's linked to a satanic ritual where witches were said to have been dragged to hell. The area is known for strange occurrences and a desolate, barren patch of earth. So it's kind of interesting that, yeah, there's all kinds of stories I think about.
That's definitely creepy.
Isn't it creepy?
That's what we like.
I think this, let's see. This is about the vampire's ghost.
Mm.
And they're saying death surrounds the crypt. With one boy falling from the roof when he attempted to set it on fire. Another story has a boy sneaking in and stealing a ring from the corpse to prove that he had made it inside. Ooh. He was later found dead with his ring finger ripped from his hand.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Ouch.
According to records, 7 bodies have been housed in the crypt, while the owner of the crypt, Gertrude Brown, has never been interred there. The mausoleum has been sealed, like we said earlier, and it is said that anyone who tries to break in to find the vampire has met untimely deaths. Yeah.
So don't do that.
Leave the crypt alone.
Leave it alone. Wow.
And if you steal his ring, he will rip your finger off.
Sounds like it. Oh, man. Sounds awful.
Gosh.
Sounds very painful. If you live.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else on the Erie Cemetery? Or as they say across the pond, cemetery.
There's a tombstone that's just to the left of the witch's circle. And it said there, this tombstone is marked with nickels and pennies, which I know that's common to like leave things for people. And it says Singles tombstone is blackened as if it were set on fire. The lore is that during satanic mass, the tombstone was struck by lightning, scourging the image of a demon or Satan himself. And the witches were dragged to hell who were caught inside the circle. And on the inside of the stone faces the interior of the circle is a char mark that resembles the visage of a demon trapped within it. And I saw that picture and it is, it's a little creepy. And it says, several skull like images and an off white, with the word scratched into it, hell awaits.
Ooh.
So it's like, that just gets creepier and creepier.
I'd say so.
I still think that I'm not sure which is more creepy. The witch's circle or the vampire mausoleum. They're both like super creepy.
The witch's circle sounds creepier to me.
Yeah. So, when Al was telling us about that, he was just like, it's a creepy place, guys. I mean, it, and I'm like, score. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. We should put this on the list.
Most definitely. It is by pictures. I mean, obviously there's a lot of old headstones and it's really neat.
See, I like this. It talks about the vampire's crypt. From a distance, the crypt is eerie in and of itself, blackened and worn. As you approach it, there is no sense of dread or foreboding, nothing you would attribute with a haunting or vampire. On closer inspection, there is an old worn door with deep scratches in it, including deep scratches leading from where the doorknob used to be. There is a wrought iron gate over the door and atop that a lattice work iron gate that is bolted and welded shut. No one knows whom this tomb belongs to or the family. The crypt may predate the cemetery, which was incorporated in January of 1850, and we did not discover dates that predate that. Atop of the crypt is adorned in a solitary winged V. So, or you, maybe, like Nate said. Taking video, the cemetery was silent, but when we got back and went over the video, there was an audible and odd noise, which wasn't present when we were recording. Not an EVP, but a wave-like unknown noise that ebbed and flowed. This guy had a service dog, and they said the service dog was edgy and nervous, which isn't normal for him to be prone to be. So, he isn't normally prone to be. Oh, that's wild, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be very, very interesting to check out.
Let's see. Erie, Pennsylvania. Let's see how far away it is.
I'm going to guess 10 hours.
6.5.
Ooh, that's way off.
Not bad. Not too bad.
No, that's not too bad.
Nope.
The pictures are amazing, though. Mm. It looks super creepy.
Yeah.
And it does beg the question, why'd they have to seal that mausoleum up so tight, right?
Because people kept getting their fingers ripped off.
That's what it sounds like. It says because this guy who is believed to be a Romanian businessman made a deal with the darkest of spirits for eternal life. That deal was a Faustian bargain in which, for eternal life, he would be cursed to consume the blood and flesh of the living in order to survive and live. That man became the vampire of Erie Cemetery, where strange disappearances and happenings and lights are reported widely by the population. As well, it was said that there were multiple blood stains found outside the crypt on several occasions, marks on the door that appeared to be from fingernails of victims being dragged inside the crypt, and on more than one occasion, the door was left ajar. A body was discovered tangled up in limbs in the corner of the crypt, as if it were discarded, drained of its blood. This occurrence left the town to replace wrought iron bars on the door and seal them with a deadbolt and welded shut over the top of that lattice work iron fence that was also fixed with a welded bolt. So they are meaning to keep someone in or something in.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Don't they know vampires can turn into a bat?
Oh, yeah.
Or they can dig.
It's true. Let's end it on that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was good.
Creep it deep, right?
Nate, what you got for us?
I hope this wasn't too eerie for anybody. But that's a wrap.
That was set up on a platter for
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Too easy.
Too easy.
Teed it up.
Man.
T-ball.
Oh, man.
Ain't no thing.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 226 and our discussion on the Erie Cemetery. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.